This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, we have a six-pack of questions, college football. Gator and I and Kang answer every Wednesday. We moved it to Tuesday this week. Heads or tails?
Tails.
He calls tails. It is a tail. You want to receive or defer?
I will receive.
Gator's up first.
Gator getting aggressive on this Thanksgiving weekend. Here we go. Kirk Cignetti. He's the Indiana head coach, if you don't know. He has a buyout of $13 million. He's doing great this year. If he were to leave Indiana, where do you think he would coach next season?
This is interesting because I don't think the $13 million buyout is going to really deter too many teams that are better teams or better programs from looking for that coach. However, you start looking at what those other teams have to buy out in order to acquire him, like LSU. That's like a $53 million buyout of Brian Kelly. I don't see them doing that at this point. I think he's going to stay at Indiana, but if he were to go, I could see Auburn being the destination. Hugh Freeze's buyout currently is at $20 million. That's still a big price tag on there, but you're not going to have to pay Cignetti. I don't think you'd have to pay him $10 million a year to coach at Auburn, but you got to probably get close to that at this point with some incentives. I think Auburn would be an interesting fit for Kurt Cignetti. Probably better off in a Big Ten, but moving from the Big Ten seems more interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, the premise is that he leaves, and I think he stays at Indiana. He's 63 years old, and I was talking to somebody over the weekend that didn't think one Power Four job was going to come open because of the way schools can now come up with $20 million to pay players. They'd rather pay for players than pay for buyouts. And the jobs that are available right now, is he taking the Rice job? Is he taking the Central Michigan job? Is he taking the Florida Atlantic job? The only job I really think that might come open is Purdue. What a coup that would be if Purdue stole his coach. But I think he's going to be at IU.
Yeah, all three of us, you know, we don't think he's going anywhere. But I thought of Purdue as well, Doug. I thought that'd be kind of funny. But you want me to get spicy, and if you're forcing me to pick...
There's a couple spicy picks.
Well, if you're forcing me to pick a school not in Indiana and get crazy... If everyone thinks Deion's going to leave Colorado, what if Colorado goes and gets Cignetti, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man, but I don't think he's leaving either. $13 million buyout, 63 years old. He's staying.
I thought you were going to get spicy with Ohio State or USC.
Oh, I usually get spicy with those schools. Yeah. I go outside the Big Ten, unlike you guys.
Yeah, that's right. That's true.
Another football question. All right, three SEC teams took a tumble. They got three losses, Alabama, Texas A&M, and Ole Miss. Will any of them make the college football playoff?
I think there's only a path for one of them, and it's Texas A&M. If they win over Texas, they'll force a tie atop the SEC, and they actually will win the fourth tiebreaker to get into the SEC title game because they have the strongest record of their SEC opponents. And so I think they're the only one that can play themselves in. You know, obviously the rankings aren't out yet. They come out tonight. I think Bama and Ole Miss are going to drop too far. They don't play anybody good this weekend, so I don't see themselves playing themselves back in. They need absolute chaos. A&M is the only team that I think has a path to get in.
I would love for all three teams to just be locked out, and the SEC is stuck with what they're stuck with, which is still a pretty good contingent of teams. But for all those dreamers out there that thought that the SEC was going to get five or six teams in there, I don't think it's going to happen. However, if a team can get in there, it's done by voting, and it's done by people voicing their opinions. I think Alabama is the one that gets in because they're Alabama. And if they go out and beat Auburn, who just beat Texas A&M, then it looks good for them. But Alabama's lost Oklahoma. That's one that's going to sting. It's going to sting a lot for the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, I don't think any of these three teams can get in, but the committee will try. They will definitely try. And you know how they try? They put a hit out on someone's starting quarterback from one of the other teams that are already in, because that's how they do it. They say, well, that team doesn't have a starting quarterback anymore. We could put one of our SEC teams in, because that's just, yeah, you know, it's the eyeball test, right?
Yeah, I mean, so, 11-12.
How they do it, guys.
Yeah.
All right, the Heisman race is coming down to Travis Hunter versus Ashon Agenti. Neither affected if their team loses, guys. Are the QBs actually unfairly judged when it comes to the Heisman Trophy?
Yeah, I think they are. I think in a lot of cases, you're not allowed to have an off day period later in the season. You can lose a game early in the season and people won't remember it. But they'll remember if you lost in the middle of the season or towards the end of the season. I think it's killed Cam Ward's chances because they lost a game a few weeks ago, even though Cam Ward played great in the game. But they don't care about that. Now, if you're a running back or any position other than quarterback, typically they'll look the other way because they don't put as much weight on the win-loss thing as they do the stats that can be compiled. Like, Ashon Agenti is having an amazing season. It's going to be hard to overlook that. Travis Hunter's doing something nobody's done. It's hard to overlook that. But it's unfair, I think, to the quarterbacks because if they have the one bad game, they're gone.
You know, maybe it is unfair to them, but I don't feel the least bit sorry for them because the best player in college football this year might be a tight end, Tyler Warren at Penn State, or the stud offensive tackle, Kevin Banks at Texas. Quarterbacks have way more going for them than non-skilled position players that could be the best player in the game. At the edge rusher, Mikel Williams at Georgia. Mike Green at Marshall, who's got 15 sacks and is going to shoot up draft boards. These are guys that don't even get looked at. So I guess I don't feel bad for them if it does work against them when their teams lose.
Yeah, yes and no, because the thing with quarterbacks is the reason why they get so much accolades and so much praise is because they help their teams win. So if they're not helping if their team isn't winning, even though they're doing well, that's part of the quarterback stat, I guess, in a way. The Heisman is actually more of a best player award than the NFL MVP, which is essentially a QB award at this point in the NFL. And this year might be different, but we'll wait till the end. But yeah, I mean, unfairly, maybe so. I'm kind of with Doug. I kind of don't feel sorry for them because it is also, like I said, part of their stat, if you ask me. It's just not passing yardage or passing touchdowns. It's also wins. But this is the year, you know, I think Heisman Trophy is generally best player award, which I kind of think it should be. All right, which team are you hoping sneaks into the college football playoff?
I kind of like Arizona State. Sun Devils. They're like Indiana without the super cocky, arrogant coach. And they were picked to finish dead last in the Big 12. And you got to love the transfer. The Sacramento State Hornet, Cam Scataboo. They're outstanding running back. So I guess I'm kind of pulling for the Sun Devils.
Yeah, I'm pulling for BYU. I don't think that's a surprise. You know, I've always been a BYU fan. The Big 12 is total chaos. You need a doctorate to understand the tiebreakers. But however it computes, I would love to see BYU, the Cougars, in there.
All right. I'm going to go. If this is Deion's last year in college football, I want to see him coach in the playoff. Somehow, if Colorado could sneak in there, I think that'd be exciting for everybody, for college football, for fans, for media. And like I said, if he is going to coach the Cowboys or the Giants, I'd like to see him at least give one shot at the title run in college football and make something crazy happen with his son. All right, Oklahoma thumped Alabama 24-3. They improved to 6-5 on the season. Well, Brent Venables, will his team actually be in the mix next year for the college football playoff, Oklahoma's coach?
I think yes, but I have one big caveat, and that is they got to hang on to their players. They've got some good young players, some guys that may consider going to the pros that are juniors. Hopefully they stick around, and hopefully they're not poached. They got a quarterback who's a sophomore. He looks pretty good out there. They're building something there. Brent Venables is a great defensive mind, and Oklahoma had always been this great offensive team. They're starting to kind of blend it a little bit here. That win over Alabama was so convincing that they have to be riding a real high right now in Soonerland. I really hope – I actually like Brent Venables too, so I hope that this team is going to be a playoff.
Yeah, the quarterback you mentioned, the dual threat guy, Jackson Arnold, is really impressive. The problem working against Oklahoma is the schedule. Next year's schedule includes Michigan and then SEC games against Texas, at Alabama, LSU, at South Carolina, at Tennessee. That's five games in a 12-game schedule that are likely to be tough. The problem is you don't know how to project teams next year because there's so much movement in the offseason. But if they can keep the roster together, he could be in the mix. I would bet against him now if it's a yes or no question, but you're right. Keeping the roster together could change my mind.
Sure, why not? Prestigious school with a ton of history. He's got a new offensive coordinator coming in next year probably. You hit the portal right. I think with new college football landscape, any team can kind of get in the mix, especially a school like Oklahoma.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, last one, guys. Do you think all NIL deals should be made public so we can see what they're playing, you know, what they're paying these players, and then the playing field for college football? I mean, can we really see what the whole thing really looks like?
So I think it should all be private, actually. Just like people don't talk about how much money they make, it does complicate things. And until there's some kind of limit, which, by the way, if they come up with a salary cap, if you will, in NIL, it'll take us back to a previous rampant rule breaking of paying players under the table. It'll all come back. It'll be above and beyond the salary cap. But why make any of it public? These are private contracts. Keep them private.
I'll tell you why you make it public, because I'm 100% in favor of making it public, because they're professional athletes now. There's no amateur status on this. These guys are getting paid to play football. And this is what we're looking at in terms of football, not just all the sports. But just looking at football, yeah, I think everybody needs to know just how level or unlevel this playing field is so that they can get the guardrails on this thing, so they can put a cap on things and get the NIL the way it's supposed to be, not the way that it is right now, is this bastardized, you know, version of the Wild West when it comes to money. And then you have this big bag, but nobody knows how big the bag really is. That's not fair. You guys are paying players. Everybody should know what they're being paid.
I personally don't care. There is no cap. I think people overreact already as it is to like crazy to these kids. The last thing they need is more ammunition to go after Travis Hunter and all these guys on social media, death threats and personal attacks and physical attacks. I mean, yeah, they're getting paid, but I always say how much money's ruined college football, like everyone feels like. But it is still semi-pro. They still are student athletes. They still have to go to class, so it is not technically professional football.
And there it is. That concludes the Wide 9 Omaha College Football NIL Transfer Portal Live Animal Mascot Blitz Thingy.